So thank you for the question, Tommy. For those of you that have not been following this case, the city of Plano has actually been in litigation for 4 years over this case. And I'll give you a little bit of background on it. We adopted our comprehensive plan, which was an update in October 12th of 2015. And it was repealing and replacing the old plan. And it was the first interactive web-based plan in Texas. It's won national and state awards for the transparency and citizen engagement that we practiced before while we were developing it. And so it was developed over several years, and we had over 4,000 individuals provide feedback. And there were multiple public workshops, open houses, surveys, community meetings where staff went out and, you know, met with different groups, and planning and zoning work sessions. We have multiple planning and zoning work sessions. And when it came time for council, and it was getting close for council to consider the plan, we had a group of angry citizens that were upset about density or the potential for density. And so we kind of put the plan on hold and tried to take more citizen input over the summer on that, but it was not resolved to their satisfaction. So they started discussing bringing a citizen petition for referendum to repeal the plan. And the city let them know that they did not think that comprehensive plans were subject to referendum, that we were not trying to discourage them from doing their petition, but that, you know, they take a lot of effort and work, and so they should just know the city's position up front. And, you know, not everything is subject to referendum, and the courts have said things like zoning, redistricting, annexation, things that are process-driven that require public hearings, just like 213 and the Texas Local Government Code requires. For adopting a comprehensive plan, getting expert input, analyzing a lot of data, having public hearings. These things do not lend themselves well to an up or down vote at the ballot box. And so, you know, comprehensive plans are part and parcel of zoning because your regulations are required to be developed in accordance with one. And since zoning is not subject and we have this, you know, process that can't be replicated, we think the courts have said that that's not subject. An additional concern we have is your plan will be suspended under our charter and if you call a referendum, which is going to put a city in the choice of just ad hoc zoning with no policy guidance, in which is inconsistent with 211 of the Texas Government Code, or you'll have a legal moratorium where you can't zone because you don't have a comp plan and you haven't gone through the statutory process for public hearings and meeting the data requirements for having a moratorium. So there's a lot of legal concerns. In addition, it's just bad public policy. So there were several lost things in the lawsuit to begin with, but the main thing that has been protracted is the mandamus filing against the city secretary to require her to present the petition to the city council. And the Dallas Court of Appeals basically said that's a merits issue. We had lost that at the trial court. We had filed a plea to the jurisdiction saying she couldn't basically be sued for just performing what she's legally obligated to perform. And so after that, we did file a petition for review with the Texas Supreme Court, and they did not take that request. And we went back to the trial court on the merits, filed a motion for summary judgment that was granted in our favor. And the plaintiffs appealed to the Dallas Court of Appeals, and that's going to be heard on May 12th at 10 a.m. And I think people can view that on a YouTube channel for the Dallas Court of Appeals. We have amicus support by the Texas Association of Business, Texas Municipal League, Texas City Attorneys Association, APA, International Municipal Lawyers Association, and the Plano Chamber of Commerce. And we've also had support by the North Texas Commission. So we think we're right on the law. I feel good that, you know, we should prevail on that at the Dallas Court of Appeals. It just would be a very bad public policy for citizens to have veto power over a comprehensive plan. I think the process that set out in state law is a very good engagement for business stakeholders, community stakeholders, residential stakeholders, and everybody to participate and have their voice heard. My advice would be probably that you need a strong, neutral citizen committee to advocate for the plan. In this iteration of our plan, we use the planning and zoning for that purpose. And I think there was a question in some of the citizens' mind whether that was a neutral enough, if they were a city board, are they also being neutral in advocating for the plan? And we are actually, we have a citizen committee right now. We're going back through just listening to the concerns and seeing if we can make some changes that address some of these density concerns, and that we can move forward and have something that the whole community is behind. Another thing is social media. You know, we kind of, I think it's very good to be proactive and have a communication strategy on educating the public about the plan, because some of the information that was being put out by the citizens groups were worst case scenarios. You can build 40,000 apartments under this plan if you built everywhere the plan would let you, but you know, that's not reality. Actually, the fact is that this plan had a potential for less apartments than the old plan, even if you built everywhere, and there's been less apartments, I think, built or approved under this plan. So I think just getting your messaging out there, and especially now with heightened scrutiny with the way that, you know, political issues are, and just having a good message that you put out on all channels would be my advice.